Pax Anime by Manuel Gutierrez Najera. Speak not a word of wild blaspheming grief. Be proud, be brave, though fallen in the strife, and gaze, O poet, with supreme disdain on all the dark injustices of life. Thou shalt not seek for constancy in love, nor aught eternal from frail mortals ask. To rear sepulchral monuments on high from all thy griefs, O artist, be thy task. Chisel thy statues out of marble white, forms chaste of mien, though naked to the air, and let speech slumber on their sculptured lips. Let them stand deeply sad, yet silent there. A name, a sounding echo on the air, fleeting and frail, its life a moment's span, a dreamer's foolish idol, name and fame. This is the last sad vanity of man. Why should we justice seek or clemency, if our own comrades here deny our plea from the indifference mute and icy cold of unknown men to live in days to be? Tardy compassion, why should we implore from strangers hid in shadows, one and all? The echoes sleep within some darksome wood, and no one answers to our call. The only consolation in this life is to remember happy hours and fair, and lift our eyes on high to view the skies when skies are blue or stars are shining there. To flee the sea, and on the sleeping lake enjoy the water's calm, the peaceful time. To sleep, to dream, our wizard strong, the dream, is a deceiver holy and sublime. 'Tis true, alas, that in the honest breast the fresh wound calls for vengeance and for strife. But yet, forgive the evil they have done, all suffer from the malady of life. The very men who crown themselves with flowers are born to sorrow and to perish, too. If those you love the most betray your trust, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Perhaps those instincts they inherited, and they avenge unknowingly today races that gathered on their hapless heads all griefs and hatreds ere they passed away. Art thou perchance the judge, the sinless one? Do justice and sweet mercy meet in thee? Ah, who is not a fugitive that bears the weight of crimes unpunished guiltily? Who has not feigned to love, dared with false vows into a maiden's holy soul to steal? Who can be sure that he has never killed? Who is the just man that may justice deal? Pity and pardon for all those that live. So, full of love, in mild and gentle mood, we shall be tender and compassionate, and haply, sometime shall be good. Friend, dost thou suffer? Seek thy sweetheart fair in deathless beauty, free from pain and fear. Live leaning on thy sadness, as of old on young Cordelia leaned the wandering Lear. See, far and farther ebbs the dying day. How good it is to rest in shade obscure. The woodland lulls us with a music soft. Virgin the water is, the air is pure. Weary her eyes, the light is closing now. Sad murmurs sound, and many a mournful sigh. The night descending to the earth says, come, 'tis over. Go to sleep and do not cry. To recollect, forgive, have loved, believed, and had brief happiness our hearts to bless, and soon, grown weary, to recline against the snowy shoulder of forgetfulness, to feel forevermore the tenderness that warmed our youthful bosoms with its flame, receiving happiness, if it should come, like a glad visit from some beauteous dame. To hold still hidden that which most we love, smiling forgiveness on our lips to keep, until at last, O earth, we come to thee in the complete abandonment of sleep. This ought to be the life of him who thinks how transient all things are that meet his eyes, and wisely stops before the wide expanse of falsehood's ocean that around him lies. Gather the flowers while there are flowers to pluck. Forgive the roses for their thorny guise. Our sorrows also pass away and fly, flitting like swarms of dark-winged butterflies. Love and forgive. Resist with courage strong the wicked, the unjust, the cowardly. The silent night, when it settles down, pensive and sad, is beautiful to see. When sorrow dims my spirit on the heights, I seek for calmness and for shining light. Upon the frozen summits of my soul, infinite pity spreads its hue of white.